I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Some patchy fog this morning, but a mostly sunny sky otherwise. Expect a high today of 85. An expert on post-disaster reconstruction says there's plenty of blame to go around for the devastation from Hurricane Harvey. WSIU's Brad Palmer has more.
Roberto Barrios is a professor of anthropology at SIU Carbondale. He lived in a FEMA trailer and recorded the effects of Hurricane Katrina and the recovery efforts on residents in New Orleans. Barrios says the focus of short-term economic benefits of urbanization over environmental watersheds add to the destruction from major storms like Katrina and Harvey. He says we need to use these disasters to learn for the future, because it's literally a matter of life and death.
In Southern Illinois, we've had flooding. We've had serious storms that have resulted in the deaths of dozens of Southern Illinoisans. So these are decisions and these are responsibilities that we live and die by.
Barrio says we must remember the recovery and reconstruction from events like Katrina and Harvey take a long time. He says there are people today still dying from the conditions left behind by Katrina in 2005. I'm Brad Palmer.
The Illinois Senate has approved major bipartisan changes to the way Illinois funds public education. Backers call it landmark reform. It focuses state spending on areas with more students in poverty, though no school district will get less money than it does today. Democratic State Senator Kimberly Lightford of Chicago says the change is a long time coming.
This is what compromise looks like. This is it. A bill that none of us like. At 100%.
The legislation also creates a tax credit, which was demanded by Republicans, for people donating to a new private school scholarship program. With yesterday's vote, all that remains is Governor Bruce Rauner's approval. He says he will sign the bill. A couple of Southern Illinois school superintendents are giving the school funding overhaul mixed reviews. Superintendent Edwin Shumate runs the Cobden School District. He says he's enthusiastic about the bipartisan compromise. His district will get roughly $180,000 more under the plan. That means roughly three more teachers and reinstating art for the elementary schools. But he and other superintendents don't like the private school tax credit program. Superintendent Andrea Evers of the Caro School District says talk of private school scholarships stray from the mission of addressing public school funding reform. Governor Bruce Rauner has vetoed a proposal that limits what employers screening job applicants can ask, including prior wage and salary history. Rauner rejected the plan late last week, saying he supports the effort, but the state should follow Massachusetts' lead, which prevents salary inquiries before the job offer, among other things. Supporters say the proposal would have addressed Illinois' gender wage gap. We've got fog this morning, but we'll see a sunny sky today. Expect a high around 85 degrees.